All right, so today we're going to look at something a little different. We're diving into oil and gas investments and how they might fit into a balanced portfolio.
Sounds messy, right?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, when I think balanced portfolio, I think, the classic stocks, bonds, maybe a little real estate.
Right, the tried and true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then oil and gas, it just seems a bit volatile, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely can be. But that's not to say it doesn't have a place.
Okay, so walk me through this. What's the appeal? Why would anyone want to even touch oil and gas in their portfolio?
Well, I think the most obvious draw is the potential for high returns. Historically, energy sector, especially oil and gas, it's had periods of significant growth.
Okay, but like I said, volatile, it goes up, it goes down, it's all over the place. So how do you balance that out? How do you make it less, I don't know, risky?
You hit the nail on the head, it's all about balance. And that's where the whole concept of diversification comes into play. Like the old saying goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right, makes sense.
So you've got your traditional investments, your stocks and bonds, which tend to, do their thing. Then you bring in something like oil and gas, and it doesn't necessarily move in the same direction.
Okay, so if one part of the portfolio is down, maybe oil and gas is up, and vice versa.
Precisely. It can act as a buffer, kind of smooth out those bumps in the road.
Okay, I get it. Diversification. But we got to talk about the elephant in the room. Everyone's talking about renewable energy, the transition, moving away from fossil fuels, all that. So where does oil and gas even fit in this future we're all supposed to be moving towards?
Yeah, no, it's a completely valid point. The energy landscape is changing, that's for sure. But here's the thing. It's not an overnight switch. This transition to renewables, it's a process, a long one.
So you're saying we're still going to need oil and gas for a while?
Exactly. Demand isn't just going to disappear overnight. And on top of that, lots of companies in the oil and gas sector, they're not just sitting around waiting for the inevitable. They're adapting, investing in cleaner technologies.
Oh, really? So they're trying to like stay ahead of the curve.
Many of them, yes. They're diversifying their own portfolios, moving into renewables, exploring things like carbon capture. It's not just about oil wells and pipelines anymore.
Interesting. So for an investor, what does all this mean? I mean, if I'm thinking about, dipping my toes into oil and gas, what do I need to know?
Well, first off, it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. You can't just pick any company with an oil derrick and call it a day. You got to do your research.
So what should I be looking at? What are some things that might make me go, maybe not this one?
Good question. You want to look beyond the surface, beyond just the name and logo. Dig into their financials. What's their debt situation like? How are they managing their profits? Are they putting money back into the business, into research and development?
So basically, are they thinking long term?
Yes, exactly. You want to see that they have a plan, a strategy for navigating this energy transition.
All right, so it's not just about oil, it's about the company itself, how they're adapting all that. But hold on. Are there different ways to invest in oil and gas? Or is it just, buying stock in a company?
No, you've got options. There are exchange-traded funds, ETFs that focus on the energy sector. You've got mutual funds that might have exposure to oil and gas. And then there are things called master limited partnerships or MLPs.
MLPs. Okay, now those I'm not familiar with at all.
They're a bit more complex, but essentially they can offer some pretty attractive yields. But like with anything, they come with their own risks and rewards.
Right, so you got to do your homework, figure out what's right for your situation, goals, all that.
Exactly. There's no magic formula. It comes down to understanding your risk tolerance, how long you want to invest for, all those factors. This isn't about chasing the latest trend. It's about making informed strategic decisions.
So to sum up, if someone's listening to this and thinking, maybe oil and gas could have a place in my portfolio, what's the key takeaway here?
It's potential, sure. But you can't go in blind. You got to do your due diligence, research companies, understand the broader energy landscape. And always, always remember diversification.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And while you're mulling all this over, I want you to consider something. How do you think things like geopolitical events, conflicts, treaties, all that, how do they affect the energy market? And what about global energy demand? How will changing populations, economic growth, how will those factors influence the future of oil and gas? It's a dynamic world out there, folks. And staying informed, well, that's your best bet.
Lots to think about. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure. Always happy to delve into these topics.